Welcome to Marriage Matters. This is Doc Ant. I'm speaking to you in a personal capacity today to understand that the word respect has got far more weight than what you can ever imagine. In fact, in the Word of God, it starts off with an instruction. In Proverbs 13, verse 13, it says, "He who scorns instruction will pay for it, but he who respects a command is rewarded." So when it comes to the issue of respect, it actually is from the point of departure that it is a command. God commands us to follow an instruction to respect. Now, respect has got various levels. Respect for others, but the most important part is respect for self. I've found when it comes to marriage, when a couple comes to the point where they have lost respect for themselves, that marriage is in real, real trouble. If that is you, you may want to be brave and pick up the phone and say, "Help me. I don't know what happened, but I look back and I realize I've started losing respect for myself." We can help you. 1 Timothy 3 speaks about respect at a higher level. He speaks about the husband in a leadership position. And one of the qualities is that he needs to be respectable. Not only that, on himself as person, but also towards the children. He says that he must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect. Which means it comes with the command. If your children do not respect you, make sure that they will by handling them correctly. Because it's an instruction. They must obey. But the word is so clear. In verse 11, it goes further to say, "Women, wives are to be worthy of respect. Not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything." So you're the wife in a marriage today. Are you literally calling yourself temperate? You're not malicious when you speak to your husband or speak to your children, because you're trustworthy in everything, because you respect yourself. It is such a call from God today to say, let's get to the higher plane of pleasing a living holy God by living a respectful life. Not only with others, but towards ourselves first. So say to yourself, I respect myself. I am a vessel of God. I can take my marriage to the next level if I'm just the right person through the command of respect. I'm going to take this seriously and live my way in such a way that others will say, wow, what an example of a person who understands respect. If you want to contact me, I'm Doc Ant. Send me an email on admin@growthhabits.online. Be blessed.